Now we're going to begin Be'ez Hashem, Siman Yadalin. This siman is a bit of a hodgepodge of halacha. Look at the header. It says, Dinei tzitzis sha'as and goy v'nashim. If you're, these halachas, if a goy ties her tzitzis, or if a woman ties her tzitzis, and talish ula, a borrowed tzitzis. And, okay, and hey sefer, five halachas. So the halacha Aleph says like this. Tzitzis sha'asan eino Yehudi pasuk. If a non-Jew went and tied your tzitzis, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, we're talking about the Doraisa obligations, then, meaning, what that is, let me speak it out for a second. That means, you, l'chor, putting the, possibly putting the threads through the hole, tchiva, and then tying a double knot, then loops, one set of chulia, and then another double knot. That is your, those are kosher midoraisa tzitzis, according to everybody. That's the technical doraisa chiyuv of mitzvah. Everything else is like inyanim, the rabbanan, whatever, but it's all nice ideas. If you haven't noticed, there's lots of different things going on in people's tzitzis. Okay, because there's ideas of not having less than 39 and 13 and loops and 5, and so it should be blah, 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 blah. But all that is like not ma'akeh the doraisa mitzvah. So what we're talking about here is having a non-Jew do the first doraisa critical step, putting it through in the two sets of double knots with the one fully in the middle. If a non-Jew does that, your tzitzis are not kosher. Tichsiv, because it's based on drash and the pasuk, it says daber al bnei Yisrael. Tell the Jews lafuke eino Yehudi. Tell the Jews put on tzitzis, which would exclude a non-Jew. Now, just to recall what we saw before. We saw before that a non-Jew is allowed. We saw there's a mitzvah that your tzitzis thread should be tavui, spun, and shazur, like twined, for the sake of the mitzvah. And that's ma'akiv, we said. But we said a non-Jew could do it if you stand over them, telling them, do it lishma. We said that was okay. But this is different. This is, so that, yes, a non-Jew making a tzitzis, like you're manufacturing a tzitzis, is okay if you're standing over them saying this is l'shem tzitzis. We saw that before. But this is saying the actual, doing the mitzvah of tying it, that has to be done dafka by a Jew. And if a non-Jew ties it for you, even if you're standing over him, even if you tell him what to do and you say it's l'shma, it doesn't work. Because of the pasuk. Va'isha ksher lo'ososan. The Mechaber says women are also part of Bnei Yisrael, and therefore if a woman ties it, it's kosher, just like a man. That's the Mechaber. Let's look at the Ramah, because he says maybe not. Yesh Machmirin, the Ramah says, there are those who are machmir not to let women do the tying of those first, the first critical, double knots instead of chulia. And therefore they're machmir, lahatrich anashim, shi'asosan, to mandate that, men, dafka, should do the tying of that first part. The reason why we'll see in a second, he's saying the Mishnah will say in a second. And therefore, v'tov la'asos ken l'chachila. Therefore, ideally, you should get you or a man should do your tzitzis tying at the beginning, not a woman. Okay, the Mishnah will deal with it all then. So, Mishnah Berurah says, tzitzis sha'asan in a Yehudi that were made by a non-Jew, perishim means, shehitilin v'beged, that the non-Jew placed them, attached them, affixed them to the beged. That's pasul afil b'yisrael omen al gabov. It's possible, even if you have a Jew standing on the guy over him, watching, and he's saying, do it l'shma. Even so, it doesn't help. Dilu im tavan, as opposed to if the non-Jew was tove, he spun it, then a Yehudi, and he's non-Jewish, o shazaran, or he twined it, ba'ofen zeh, in a way the Jew is standing over him, telling him this is for the sake of tzitzis, and